So question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, get down here, microphone. Get down here. I'm ready. Don't look at me like that. I just wasn't paying attention. Hey, welcome to The Good Life, food, wine, and fun for your ears. A little bit different today. Guy likes dogs, and anyone who likes dogs. And there's some wine-related things. My guest is coming to us from beautiful Paso Robles. Sure, it looks like Paso Robles, and if you speak Spanish, that's what it is. But if you say that in Paso Robles, they'll know you're a foreigner. The book we're going to talk about is called Poppy in the Wild, A Lost Dog, 1,500 Acres of Wilderness, and the Dogged Determination That Brought Her Home. It's really cute. It's written by New York Times best-selling author of The Dog Lived and So Will I, Teresa J. Ryan, and she's joining us today. Teresa, welcome to The Good Life.
Thanks, Guy. Glad to be here.
You know, I started to say Ryan, but it's Ryan. Isn't that correct?
It's Ryan, like rhymes with wine.
How perfect is that? Exactly. Well, look, the book is so cool, and you've got so many things that I want to talk about. Before we talk about the book, let's talk about some other things. First off, you have a great website. It is simply Teresa Ryan. It's T-E-R-E-S-A, that's good, and then R-H-Y-N-E.com. And that's where you can buy any one of her three books, including Poppy in the Wild, the most recent. There's links at goodlifeguy.com. But you... I want to call you a wild dog woman.
That's fair.
But I can see you wearing a t-shirt with, I'm looking at Instagram.com, Dog Books Yappy Hour.
And yes.
The one that says, who are we? Rescuers. What do we want? All the dogs. Where will we put them? We don't know.
Exactly. We just know we want them. Save them all.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think to set up talking about Poppy in the Wild, we should start maybe with a Reader's Digest version of your first two books and how you got into dog rescue.
Okay, yeah. Those things are kind of all related. So my first book is called The Dog Lived and So Will I, and it is the story of my dog and I both surviving cancer. So I jokingly call it the Everything I Needed to Know to Survive Cancer I Learned from My Beagle book. And the second book is The Dogs Were Rescued and So Was I, and it was a story of two kind of down-on-their-luck dogs that we adopted. One came from a laboratory where they do animal testing. So he spent the first 18 months of his life in a laboratory as a science experiment. So little trauma, needed a lot of tender, loving care. And the other one came from the best we can piece together. It looks like she was probably used by a backyard breeder, then dumped somewhere and shot. Turned out she had cancer as well. So it was the story of the changes we made in our life to both help these dogs and help ourselves and kind of reduce toxins in our household and things like that. Because I, by then, was feeling like that's a lot of cancer in one little household. So that's that story. As those are the Reader Digest version of two 300-page long books.
So. Yeah, well, it's not enough. You know, I think it's interesting, growing up as a kid, and I think I'm probably a little older than you, I don't remember anything other than Humane Society as a place where wayward dogs would end up or homeless dogs would end up. And then oftentimes, depending on where you lived, and back then, most everywhere, the dogs had a limited lifespan in Humane Society captivity before they were euthanized. And but then in the past, well, certainly ever since we've been in Kansas, so now that's since 1990, dog rescue organizations are not only popular, but are really helping save the day when it comes to the Humane Society doing what they do and educating people on, don't buy a dog. There's dogs that need a home for free.
Yeah. Not they're maybe not necessarily free, but for a smaller adoption fee. Yeah. I think the rescue groups, you know, the shelters are what we used to call the pound, the city and county animal shelters. You know, they have to take in all the loose and stray dogs that are brought to them, you know, picked up on the streets or whatever. They have to take them in, and they get really, really crowded, and they take in owner turn-ins and things, and they get very crowded. So where the rescues have really stepped up is rescues are private, you know, well, not private, they're public, but nonprofit organizations run by individuals. They're not run by city and county. And they go and get the dogs out of the shelter or provide another place for owners to have to turn in their dog for one reason or another. And they keep them or foster them out, which is another great aspect of rescuing dogs that I've gotten a lot more involved in is the foster aspect. You know, maybe someone can't have a dog right now, or they're not sure they're ready yet. And so they take a foster dog for 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, whatever it is, until that dog finds a home. And that allows, the more fosters there are, the more rescues can take out of shelters and the more room the shelters are going to have until we finally one day, fingers crossed, get this problem solved.
Yeah, so, boy, I hope, you know,
it is,
I think it's more prolific now. I mean, think of all the little minor things that have advertised getting your dog spayed or neutered. And, you know, I think we're better than just having your bitch dog run around getting knocked up and pickling babies in your back bedroom, you know. I hope.
Yeah. And there's a lot of free or low cost spay and neuter programs these days too. So there's really not an excuse for it anymore. We can get this under control.
Yep. Well, I've been really lucky in that as soon as we came back from the States after my military time in Europe, we found a German Shepherd wolf mix in a litter of puppies in a junky backyard that we saved him, and he saved us. But, I mean, we took him out of a very bad environment. I wanted to take more of his brothers and sisters, but we only took the one. And then we've had such good luck since then as Chappie, the first dog, aged and got euthanized for unable to walk and eat or drink. And, you know, but he was 15 or almost 16. And then I found his replacement. And we are going to talk about the book, by the way. I found his replacement with Pals Animal Rescue when they had a bunch of foster dogs at one of the local pet shops or pet stores. You know, Petco.
Yeah.
And that dog, the coloring was exactly like my Chappie, a German Shepherd wolf dog. Except this dog had little teeny legs because he was a Corgi Terrier Dachshund mix.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, it was. He was.
How cute.
It was over, and we were bonding within minutes of me sitting on the floor and him jumping in my lap. I do want to mention, folks, yes, we're going to talk about some wine and things later, but if you're interested in fostering a dog, helping, donating, whatever, we have several opportunities here. Pals Animal Rescue, Wichita Animal Action League is something that my wife and I have been doing a lot of stuff with. And We donated a lot of money and put on a great event 2 years ago for Beauties and Beasts. They take dogs off a death row, and that's a completely different type of rescue.
You know, that's important. Yeah.
But there's places to do this, and PetFinder.com is the PALS Animal Rescue Place adoption facility, and they need help with you taking either fosters or dogs you want to keep. And I wonder, Teresa, I don't know how many now you've fostered, but I want to do that, but I don't think I could let them go. I would become their forever home.
So here's what I've discovered works for me, because I'm that way too. And Poppy wound up being a foster failure. She was supposed to be a foster dog, but after all we went through, no, I adopted her. We jokingly call that foster failing, when you mean to foster him and you end up adopting him. It's the best kind of failure.
You bet.
And I have foster failed a few times. But now what I do is, because I live in two different places, so I'm half the time in Southern California and half the time in Central California. So it's about a 4-hour drive. And so I will frequently transport dogs either from Southern California up to a rescue in Central, or often from a rescue in Central California down to an adopter in Southern California. And sometimes a dog needs to, you know, they're taken out of the shelter and they need like a couple of weeks to decompress. And so they'll stay with me usually down in Southern California. So I'll foster them for like a short, you know, anything from a few days to 2 weeks, and then bring them up to their new rescue or their new home. The reason that works for me is because I know there's an end game for them. I know where they're going. There's already an adopter out there. So it's not that I don't get attached. I absolutely get attached and love each and every one of them. I mean, heck, I fall in love with them in the 4-hour drive, even if that's all the time I'm spending with them. But it, you know, any little bit like that helps. I like to think I could eventually foster more regularly, but just because my schedule right now, I can't do that. So I do the short term and the transportation.
Yeah. How many miles are on your car now?
I try not to look. it tells me when it needs to go in for service.
Yeah. Well, you know, the book starts with you driving northbound to Paso with a dog in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can't imagine that. I've driven that drive from Paso south, and, you know, it's a pleasant enough drive if the traffic's not bad when you get close to L.A., but wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about how you found Poppy, but I'll tell you what we better do. We better take a break, pay some bills, and then we'll come back. The book we're talking about is Poppy in the Wild. There's information at goodlifeguy.com, or you can go to my guest webpage directly, Teresa Ryan, RHYNE.com, and look at the pictures, look at the dogs. We're going to talk a little bit later about her Instagram page, or one that she's involved with. It's Dogs and Books Yappy Hour on Instagram. And we've done Yappy Hours here, by the way, Teresa. You'll be happy to know.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, have fun. Yeah.
So, Teresa, you hang tight. I hope you got a dog nearby. I wish I had mine here with me in the studio. I should have brought him.
I have two nearby.
There you go. We'll be right back. More about Poppy in the Wild, the wine of the week, a great German wine from Ernst Lucen. We'll be back.
There are many ways to touch lives in a touchless world. And now, each time you use your Union Bank debit MasterCard for contactless or online purchases at restaurants, transit, grocery, and drugstores, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer, one precious cent at a time, up to $4 million.
All rights reserved. Member FDIC. Union Bank is a registered trademark and brand name of MUFG Union Bank N.A. Promotion ends on December 31st, 2020, or when maximum 4 million donation is reached, whichever comes first. Debit PIN and international transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a division of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Terms apply. See MasterCard.us/StandUpToCancer.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.